So once the gopis, they are serving Krishna. One gopi was fanning Krishna. When by they are serving Krishna, the Premananda comes. So tears come from their eyes. They tremble, they cannot fan Krishna. So they are telling, gopis are telling, oh Prem, you don't disturb us, you stay outside, you wait. So their love is so pure. Even if the goal of her life is what? Krishna Prem. They're saying, you don't disturb us. If you are disturbing us to serve Krishna, then we don't need you. We wait for some time. Because if Prema comes, then tears will come from the eyes, then our face will become ugly. Krishna will not enjoy out of it. And if Prema comes, we will go to stunt. We can't fan Krishna. So that time Premananda even if rejected. So higher than Premananda, they say, is Sevananda. The Seva is so highest, that is unalloyed devotional service means which surpasses all other kinds of ananda. And only Krishna Seva is there and nothing else is there. So that is real ananda. In this way, I was telling Brahmananda, the platform of the Sajujya Mukti, they get what kind of ananda? Brahmananda. So Sajujya Mukti, there are two kinds of Sajujya Mukti. Anybody knows two kinds of Sajujya Mukti? One is Brahma, you know? Okay, he just retired of listening. This is too heavy for him to understand. So one is Brahma Sajujya, another is Ishwara Sajujya. So Brahma Sajujya means you merge into Brahman effulgence, in Chit Akash, in Parabhyama, spiritual sky, is filled with the bodily effulgence of Krishna. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti koti asesa vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma niskalam anantam asesa bhutam govindam adipurusam tamaham bhajam. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Prabha means bodily effulgence. So they merge there. Chitkana, they stay there. They don't develop any senses there. So just stay there and in absence of material misery, they get some ananda and that is sufficient for them. Then Ishwara Sajujya. Ishwara Sajujya means the Atma will merge into the body of Vishnu. Body of Vishnu, known as Ishwara Sajujya. This is one kind of mukti. So there are another four kinds of muktis are there. Salokya, Samipya, Sarupya and Sarsti. Four kinds of liberation. So this Sajujya Mukti is rejected from the beginning because it does not give any opportunity to serve Krishna. Then Shastra saying, somebody will get Salokya Mukti or somebody will get Sarupya Mukti, Rupa like Vishnu, Chaturbhuja Rupa, or Sarsti, opulence like Vishnu. But these three kinds of Mukti, out of four other, these three kinds of Mukti, somebody will get this Mukti, he cannot see Vishnu. Somebody will go to Vaikuntha, not necessarily they can see Vishnu. And even if you go to Vaikuntha, you can see the Vishnu. Like you are from India, but how many of you have seen the Prime Minister of India? Not necessarily the all Indians will see. In the same way, even if somebody getting this liberation, Salokya, Samipya, Salokya, Sarupya, Sasti, they don't see Vishnu there. They have Antara Darshan, but they may not see face to face. So out of this four mukti, only Samipya mukti can see Vishnu. Samipya means he will stay close to Vishnu, not Krishna, to Vishnu. So in while I am explaining about the mukti, please tell me, what was my first mukti liberation? I explained to you. No. From the beginning, down, from my childhood, from the school. Then what is the next? Fall from father goes away. Then next? Prison house, from the disease. Then next stage of mukti is to go to heaven, become free from this miserable condition of this earthly planet, not material world, earthly planet. Go to heaven. The next kind of liberation is go to Brahma Jyoti. Then higher than that mukti is go to no. Two muktis at least. Higher to that is the get into Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha how many kinds of mukti can get into Vaikuntha?
Four.
Huh? So among these four, three of them they can't see even if Vishnu. Who are they? Salokya, Sarupya, Sarsti. These three cannot see. So they are rejected. They are not good. So one can see. Only Samipa can see. So just see the varieties of liberation. So how, what we should accept, what we should not accept. Then we can choose. If you do not know which mukti takes us where, then we all go mukti, mukti. Now let us go for mukti. All Indians are after mukti, liberation. But where are you going? And what are you getting out of this mukti? Then out of this, you get a samipya mukti. So what happens in this samipya mukti? You are very close to Vishnu. You are serving Vishnu. But there is some problem also with the samipya mukti. What happens when you are getting this mukti? You are in Vaikuntha with Vishnu. So you are thinking, oh Vishnu, you are so great. I am so small. So what can I do for you? You are omnipotent. You can do everything for yourself. So why I have to do anything for you? Rather, I am helpless. You please do something for me. Is not like that? Hey Bhagavan, please give me. This is Samipa Mukti. In Samipa Mukti, mood is like this. They see Lord Supulent so heavily. And they think, I am so small. He is so big. So that's why this Mukti somebody will get. That's some defect like this. So in this way, analyzing all this liberation, one has to go beyond this. So to go beyond this means you have to go beyond Vaikuntha. That is Golok Vrindavan. That is Krishna Lok. Not exactly Golok Vrindavan. This is Krishna Lok. In Krishna Lok also, there are three levels are there. In Krishna Lok. There are three chambers are there. There is Dwaraka, there is Mathura, and there is Vrindavan. So here we have only one Krishna, right? Goes from Vrindavan to Mathura to Dwaraka. There are three Krishna sitting there. One in Dwaraka, one in Mathura, one in Vrindavan. So you will get Krishna there. But you may get Krishna, but you may get Dwaraka Krishna. Dwaraka Krishna, again Aishwarya. Too much Aishwarya is there. You get Krishna. You may say, oh, Vishnu is not sufficient, Vishnu is Vaikuntha. We should all worship Krishna, 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 Krishna. By doing Krishna, you may end up with Dwaraka. Then you lose the track there. You get stuck again with so much Aishwarya. Where you can go so close to Krishna. Then, hey Krishna, I am yours. Fully Aishwarya. Or you go to Mathura, Aishwarya and Madhurya mix there. Then finally you reach to Golok Vrindavan. That is complete Madhurya. That's why I was explaining on that day. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajasatanaya Taddham Vrindavanam. In Vrindavan Krishna, to get Vrindavan Krishna, that is real liberation. That is real liberation. So here is very interesting liberation. Liberation means what? Means you are free, right? Nowadays, if you tell people, you please surrender. No, we don't want to surrender. We want to become freedom. We all want what? Freedom. We want to be liberated. But here, what liberation means? Liberation means you surrender. In material world, can anybody understand this? Liberation, by surrendering, how you become liberated? Surrendering means you are controlled by somebody. Isn't it? And you surrender, then how am I liberated? I am surrendered to Krishna. It's a very interesting thing to understand this. How by surrendering you can become liberated? Yes. In this material world, if you become servant, then you suffer. Isn't it? That's you don't want to become servant. We all want to become master. But in spiritual world, by surrendering you become independent. That is a principle, spiritual principle. Krishna, if we surrender to Krishna, then what Krishna is saying? Aham bhakta paradhinai asatantra evadvija sadhu vigrastar hidaya bhaktari bhakta jana priya. Oh Brahmanas, everybody tell I am independent, I am Swaraj. But I am not independent. I am completely controlled. Controlled by whom? By my devotee. Aham bhakta paradhinai. This interesting thing is there. By surrendering Krishna, what are you doing? You are controlling Krishna. This material world is not like that. Spiritual, by surrendering, you are controlling. So much so, we are becoming envious of Krishna. Oh, Krishna is only bhakta. He will only enjoy. We should enjoy also. we are all competing with Krishna. Either we become one with Krishna, or we become equal with Krishna, or we merge into Krishna, or we kick out Krishna and sit on his position. Right? This is what everybody trying. Everyone trying. Materialistic people are trying, and spiritualist people are trying. Transcendentalist people are trying same way. Everybody trying for this. How I become equal to God? But Prabhupada is saying, why you want to become equal to God? You can become greater than God. How you can become greater than God? By becoming his devotee. You can be controller. You can be controller of God. So everybody they are scared. No. I don't want to surrender. The material world, master always control and exploit. Master enjoy more than the servant. Yes or no?
Yes.
We realize more in the Muslim countries. How the how they are enjoying. And everybody serving. Jahapana, everybody saying, serving them. That happened. But spiritual world is completely different. In spiritual world, the servant enjoy more than the Lord. You believe that? The servants, they enjoy more than the Lord. What is the proof? Anybody can give me proof? Huh? No? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the proof of that. Why Krishna came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Krishna did his Vrindavan pastimes. He went back to Golok Vrindavan. One day he is sitting in a solitary place and he is thinking to himself. So what is going on here? I am Bhagavan Lord. I am supposed to be Bhaktaraka Jagatavasa, enjoyer of everything. But when I was doing pastimes in Vrindavan, I could see all the gopis are serving me. I know I am enjoying by receiving their service. But when they are serving me, they are enjoying much more than me. After the pastime, by seeing their face, Krishna can see million times more enjoyment from their face. After in that day, if you take a rasagala, your face will be different. Then you take nimmed lips, you know, like this. So from the face, Krishna could make it that gopis are enjoying million times better than Krishna. Then Krishna is thinking, what is this going on? I am supposed to be best enjoyer, but they are enjoying more than me. So Krishna is getting allure. Now how I can enjoy like my devotees? But how they are enjoying by serving me? That means it proves that Krishna's devotees enjoy more than Krishna, so much so, even if Krishna developing desire, let me become servant of myself. Let me become servant so I can enjoy like my devotee. So in this way there is a higher enjoyment in being a devotee of Krishna. By surrendering Krishna you get more freedom. That is very, very difficult to conceive how by surrendering one can get freedom. But yes, in the spiritual world, by surrendering to Krishna you become more freedom because you will become the controller of everything. Aham bhakta paradhenai asatantra baddhija sadhu vikrasta hridaya bhaktir bhakta janatriya. So this is real liberation. This is real mukti. Mukti means you surrender unto Krishna. Where you can be completely controlled. In no other form, in no other devotion, you can control the Supreme Personality of Godhead that much as you can control him with this mood of Vrindavan. No other bhakti process you can control that much. So in this way, we should understand what is real liberation, what is real mukti. Once I think Sarvam Bhattacharya, there is a verse in Bhagavatam, Tatte anukampa susumikhamana bhunjana evatma karma vibhakam hitvakabhavi vidadhana namaste ja jivetasa mukti pada dayabhag. The verse saying, he is eligible to get a mukti. This mukti does not mean going to Brahman effulgence. This is not that mukti, this is atyantika mukti. Atyantika mukti means that liberation, achieving which liberation you don't have to achieve anything else. There is nothing higher than that. That is known as atyantika mukti. So that mukti means Krishna prem. So in this way you have to analyze what is real liberation. And to get The freedom, liberation, one has to develop that Krishna prem. And the process to achieve Krishna prem is very simple. What is that process to achieve Krishna prem? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's very simple, isn't it? Yes? Very difficult. I know when I was in my house, so people used to say, somebody want to become sadhu, this guy is lazy, he doesn't want to do any work, so he'll go to Mott temple and do Hare Krishna there. The lazy people, they want to become sadhu, right? No, they don't have to do any work, they do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So when I joined ISKCON, then I found how lazy we are. Even chanting Hare Krishna is very difficult for us, isn't it? We have to chant. People don't do any work, just chant Hare Krishna. Just chant the 16 rounds mala, oh, such a big trouble for us. Huh? We are supposed to enjoy when we are chanting, isn't it? Rupa Goswami writing a nice verse. Tunde tandavini vitante tundavali labdhaye karna kurde kadambini ghatayate karna arbuddhavas priya cheta prangana sangani vijayate sarpendranankriti na jane janita kiyadvi amritahi Krishna iti varna doyam. This is varna, these two syllables, Krishna. I don't know what nectar is there. Na janate janita kiyadvi amritahi. What nectar is there? These two syllables Krishna, that when this Krishna words comes to my mouth, tunde tandavani vitanute tundavali labdhaye, I feel this one mouth is not sufficient. It gives so much pleasure, I should have millions of mouths. I should chant this. Karna kode kadambini ghatayate karna arbuddhavas priya. When the Krishna sound vibration enters to my ear holes, I think 2 years not sufficient. I should have millions of years. So I can hear the Krishna name to heart content. And cheta prangane sangane vijayate sarvendranam kriti. When the Krishna manifests within our heart and stops the activities of all the senses. So powerful. Sometimes I think, just see what the Krishna name, but what we feel. After we chant, we feel sleepy. How to speak of getting many, we don't get that ananda. So that we get many mouths, rather we fall asleep. We chant Hare Krishna, what to speak of enjoying while chanting Hare Krishna. Somehow we have to make our 16 rounds. When 16 rounds finish, the real enjoyment starts. Oh, I got the relief, now I have done my duty. While you're chanting, it's anxiety, oh, when I finish this round? How to speak of, just see the difference. Where we are now? The Krishna prem. The Krishna Nam, but that much, that level we have to reach to achieve the real Krishna Prem. This holy name, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is so merciful. So Maharaja, if we chant this in this age of Kali, this is the great benediction of this age of Kali. Actually, holy name was there every yugas, always holy name is there. Then what is the speciality of chanting holy name in this Kali Yuga? It has been explained, in Satya Yuga, Dhruva was chanting also mantra. What mantra is chanting? Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namah Narayana. All yugas, some holy name is there. And any name of Supreme Personality of Godhead, you chant, you will get some result. What result you will get? Minimum you will become free from sinful reaction. Any name of the Lord, you chant, you will become free from sinful reaction. But is that the goal of our life, to become free from sinful reaction?
No.
Then, if you chant the holy name of Krishna, or holy name of any name of Krishna, Rama, Narayana, anything, you will get liberation. What kind of liberation? You can go even if up to Vaikuntha. You can go up to Vaikuntha. But, Krishna prem cannot be achieved by chanting any mantra or any name of Krishna even. For achieving Krishna prem, one must chant Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
नाता परतर उपाय सर्वेद से दृश्यते इति षोडश नामनाम कलिकल्मस नाशनम इन कलिजुग ऑल कल्मस विल बी फिनिश देयर इज वन एक्सप्लेनेशन डिस्क्रिप्शन नाइस डिस्क्रिप्शन फ्रॉम युधिष्ठिर महाराज ही वाज रूलिंग दैट टाइम व्हाट हैपेंड आफ्टर बैटल ऑफ कुरुक्षेत्र सो भीमसेन वाज स्टैंडिंग एज गार्ड इन फ्रंट ऑफ युधिष्ठिर पैलेस सो ऑल ऑफ सडन वन पर्सन केम रनिंग to Bhimsen. Oh Bhim, I want to see Yudhishthira Maharaj. Why you want to see? Now I have some question to ask him. Then Bhim said, why you have to go to Yudhishthira Maharaj? You ask me, I can reply you. Then that person said, you see, I was coming. On the way, I saw a very strange thing. What is the strange thing you saw? I saw that somebody is cultivating crops. And to protect the crops, he has put a boundary wall. But I saw very surprising, the boundary wall itself eating all the crops. The wall has put for the protection, eating everything. What does this mean? Then Bhima said, oh, you are correct, you must go to Yudhishthira there. I am not for this. You tell me to give some few punches somebody that I can go. But the question answer, better you go inside. So first question was, boundary wall eating all the crops. She went. And Bhimsen sitting there. Then second person came. Oh Bhimsen, I have to go to see Yudhishthira Maharaj. I have a question to ask. Then Bhimsen said, what question you have? He said, you see, I was coming. And on the way, I saw a very strange thing. What is strange? I saw this one person, he had a bucket full of water. And he had five jugs. And he, one bucket water, he filled all the five jugs. Then when he put back the five jugs water into the bucket, bucket was half, was not full. What a strange is this? Can you explain me what does this mean? Then he said, please go inside, see this Sri Mahana. Then second person went. Then third person came. And third person said, I saw very strange things. The strange thing is, there is one person, he is putting a big elephant through a hole. The elephant passed through, but the tail got stuck. Tail is not getting into it. What is strength? How can a big elephant can pass through something and a tail cannot go inside? Then again, Bhimsen said, please go inside. Yudhishthira Maharaj is there. Then finally, the fourth person came. Then fourth person said, I saw the really strange thing I saw. I can't believe in my eyes. But I saw there is a big, huge mountain-like stone on one person, very weak person, skinny person, could be like me, very skinny. So, he put a rope, very thin string, and he pulled it, and big mountain fell down in the ground. How that can happen? Then Bhimsen sent all these people inside, go for the answer, Yudhishthira Maharaj can answer it. So Bhimsen is waiting, waiting. He's thinking, when these people will come back from Yudhishthira Maharaj, I must ask them, find out what is the answer to this very strange question. He's waiting, waiting, waiting. Nobody coming back from inside. All four went inside, nobody returning. Then after some time, then Bhimsen went inside to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Oh, my elder brother, I sent four people inside. Where are they? Who? Nobody came to me. Then he said, yes, yes, four people came to ask some question from, get some answer from you. I sent them to you. Where are they? Then Yudhishthira Maharaj said, what question did they ask you? Then Bhimsen said, the first person asked the boundary wall eating all the crops. Then second person asked, the one bucket water filled five jugs water could not fill one bucket. Third person said, elephant passed, the tail got stuck. And fourth person said, it was thin string, he could pull a big stone. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj screamed, shouted, hey, where is that person? Where? Catch him, catch him, catch him. He's shouting, screaming, where did he go? Catch him, catch him. Then he said, why are you shouting, screaming? Who is that person? Why are so much interested to catch him? Then Yudhishthira Maharaj said, that is the Kali. The Kali had come to you. Then Bhimsen said, what are all these questions he was asking? Then Yudhishthira Maharaj explained, yes, the first thing he was telling, the boundary wall eating all the crops, In this age of Kali, the Rakshak will be Bhakshak. The person who is supposed to protect you, he will be person to eat you, devour you. This is in the Kali Yuga, the Raja, the King. If the person is snatches of everything, in the name of protection, you will finish all the prajas. This is the tendency of Kali Yuga. The second question was, one bucket water filled five jugs. Or five jugs could not fill one bucket. Yudhishthira says in the age of Kali, the one man will maintain five children, five sons. But five sons cannot maintain one father. They will all fight each other. No, no, you maintain father, you maintain mother, others send him to old age house. All the parents will end up in old age house, in old age time. The relationship will be only one day a year, on the birthday. Father, mother's birthday, the son will come with a rose flower. My dear father, this is college, this will happen. Nobody will look at father, mother. Five sons, but father, mother will not get their food. The college influence is like this. The third thing was, what is that? The elephant will pass through. The lens, the tail will get stuck. So this is what I explained, this age of Kali. The big people, they will commit big offense. They will never will be punished. But small citizens for small offense, they will get stuck. They will go to prison house. Big people, they never go to prison house. And there is the root cause of all the crime. They are the father of all the crimes. They never end up in prison house. And the small people will go to prison house. This big elephant will pass through, the tail will get stuck. The last thing he said, a big stone in this age of Kali, one thing is good. That's why when Parikit Maharaj saw Kali, he could have killed him. Then we would not have this Kali Yuga, we would still be in Tritiya Yuga. Very nice, no problem. But why he did not kill Kali Yuga? Even with so many bad qualities, he has one good quality. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Muktasanga Param Bhajaj. Sukadeva Goswami is saying, Atyanta Dushtasya Kalareyam Ek Mahanaguna. Atyanta Dushta. Kali has one good quality. That's why Parikita Maharaj did not kill Kali. In spite of all bad qualities, this Kali should bring a great quality. That simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So whatever big amount of mountain size, sinful activities one might have committed, accumulated, which is Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which sounds like a thin string, can pull down and finish everything. And will give you love of Godhead and Krishna prem. Jai Kali Yuga ki. But only this Kali, not all the Kali Yuga. This Kali is very special Kali. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming. Anybody will chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Nam Nam Kari Bahudha Nija Sarva Shakti Tatra Arpita Niyamita Svaranena Kala. There is no Kala, no time. When I will chant, when I will not chant, anybody, anywhere, he can chant name of Krishna. So no hard and fast rule, no restriction. And he will go back to Godhead. In this regard, in the Puran, there is one nice explanation. Once Narada Muni, he came to a businessman. He told that businessman, you are accumulating simply money. You are not doing anything for your own benefit. You should chant holy name of Ram. But then this businessman said, my dear Narada Muni, whole day I have so much work. From morning to evening he gave a big list. I get up, brushing my teeth, take bath, go to business, this. Where I have time? I have no time for chanting Ram Nam. Then Narada Muni told him, but when you go to bathroom, you are free that time. Instead the bathroom you can chant Ram Nam. Then he said, yes, yes, that is very good idea. In the bathroom I can chant, that time I am free, no problem. So he took it very simple way. And every day he entered the bathroom, he said, Ram, 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 Ram. Inside the bathroom he is chanting. So one Hanumanji, he was flying on top of his house. Then Hanuman heard somebody chanting, holy name of my Lord Ram. Then Hanuman thought, oh, such a great devotee here. So I must take darshan of this great devotee. Then Hanuman, he landed in his courtyard to see this devotee. He is hearing Ram, 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 Ram. The Hanuman thought, where people chant Ram Ram must be in deity room. So he went to the Thakur Ghar, the deity room. Nobody is there. He must be in the bedroom. In the bedroom, nobody is there. In the kitchen room, nobody is there. And where this Ram Ram is coming from? Then finally, Bharata coming from the bathroom. Then Hanuman became very angry. He became very angry, this stupid fellow. He's chanting my Lord's name and sitting in the bathroom. Then Hanuman, he's enjoying, he can understand this. Other he could not understand. So Hanuman, he starts standing next to the bathroom. Let this guy come out of this, I'll give him a good lesson. So this person inside the bathroom, then Ram, 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 Ram. Then when he opened the door saying Ram, 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 Hanuman sitting, gave a big slap on his face. Heavy slap. Hanuman giving slap means an ordinary slap. Then his cheek swelled and he stopped. Now what happened? Then Hanuman told, you fool, you don't know where to chant Lord's name. You're chanting in this sitting in the bathroom. Then he felt very sorry. He got the mercy of Hanuman and he got cooled down. Then Hanuman, after explaining everything to him, then he went to Ajodhya. So he went to Ajodhya, Ram Darbar. Ram is sitting on the Singhasan. Ram is thinking something, sitting, putting his hand on his cheek. Then Hanuman entered. Then Ram sat down like this, took his hand off. Then Hanuman saw that Ram's cheek has swollen. And there's fingerprint on his cheek. Then Hanuman saw, my Lord, what happened to you? Who can dare to slap on your face? Tell me, I'll finish him immediately. Who did this thing to you? I am Hanuman. I am here. Who can dare to do my Lord like this? Then Ramchandra told, my dear Hanuman, you will punish him. You know who did this? Who did? You did this to me. I did? I never did that to you. Yes, my devotee was chanting so ecstatically in the bathroom, my name. And I was there sitting within him and listening as enjoying. And that time you put the slap on his face and that came on my face. Then Hanuman understood that how Rama is not different from his Naam. Naam Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Nitya Suddha Purnamukta Avhirna Tvam Naam Namina. Nama and Nami, they are Avhirna. They are non-different. Ram Naam and Ram, they are not different. Not only that, they say the Rama Naam is higher than Rama. Rama Nama has more potency than Rama. When Ramchandra is trying to cross Setubandha, he met that Setubandha. Rameshwar is going to, at Rameshwar he was trying to go to Lanka. So everybody, they have to make this bridge. They have to make a bridge, floating bridge. So they are writing Rama Naam in every stone and throwing into the ocean. And when they write Rama Naam, throw into the ocean, the stone is floating. Big, big stone is floating. Then Ramchandra thinking, oh, just by writing my name, the stone is floating. So if I throw the stone, then let me see what is happening. Then night time, without telling anybody, Ramchandra went alone. And he took a stone and he threw it into the ocean. And he found the ocean, the stone is drowning, not floating. Then Ram was surprised, they're writing my name, she's floating. And Hanuman watching from the behind. Ram thinks nobody is there, let me go alone and do this thing, check what is happening. Then Hanuman says, my Lord, your name is greater than you. You don't know what potency your name is carrying. So that is the potency of the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So just see, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has given us this great wealth of holy name of Krishna. Chira adadatta nijagupta bitam so prema nama mritamattu taram apa manaja vitataram gauru krishna janabhyat amham prapadde so prema nama mrita. So this prema, Krishna prem, one can achieve simply by chanting this holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we have have to make a goal of our life that wherever I will be, in whatever situation, we should not give up chanting in the holy name of Krishna. More we chant, it will bring more auspiciousness to our life. More we chant. Sadhu sanghe harinam ehi matra chai sansar jinityar kono bastu nahi. It's only one thing that we can conquer this material existence is sadhu sanghe harinam. Harinam also not perfect unless we chant with the association of give more potential. When holy name will be chanted with the association of the devotees, it becomes more potential. When Krishna katha will be discussed, the association of the devotees, satang prasangan mamabhrijya sambhita, Krishna saying, my katha becomes more potential when it is listened from the mouth of pure devotees, when it is discussed among the devotees. So that's why with our life we should make a goal that how more and more time, or whenever we find time, we must spend with the association of the devotees in chanting and discussing Krishna katha. If you can remember these things, then definitely we will achieve our goal in our life. Jai Bhagavan Sri Krishna Chandra ki. It will not come back. Well, if you go to Vaikuntha, Salokya Samipa Shasti, you will not come back. But in that level also, I told you what are the disadvantages. So that's why Mukti, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed, Rachira Adadata, Anarpita, Anarpita, never it was given before. By chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you go to Krishna Prem, go to Golok Vrindavan, that was never given before. So that is what we are searching for, that kind of real, atyantika
mukti. That means in Mukti, sir, that is the final degree.
Final degree. Mukti, there is varieties. Vaikuntha also there is Mukti. But there is some disadvantage in that kind of going to Vaikuntha. So that's why Mahaprabhu gave this.
Is there the possibility of becoming jealous of Prabhu Maharaj, Supreme Lord's appliances?
There's possibility. There's full possibility. That's why you are here. That's why you are here. Because you become envious of him. Krishna bhuli jai ji bhagavan cha kare. Nikatastha maya tare jhapatiya dhare. As soon as we want to enjoy separately from Krishna. Yes. So there are two kinds of living entities. Akhara and another is akhara. The akhara is always the nitya parsada. The kharaj, you have a tendency to fall down. You have a tendency like this. A propensity is there to fall down. But if this time we go back, then jadagata non-avartanta. Again, we don't come back again. That is what Bhagavad Gita Krishna is saying. But even if tendency is there, we will not come back. We will stay there. Any other questions?
People who worship demigods like Kali or Durga, they will definitely not go back to Krishna Loka. Krishna, will they give them the mind to
go back to him? He is asking if people they worship Kali, Durga, Shiv, Indra, Chandra, Varun, they will not go back to Krishna Loka. But is there any benefit out of that?
No, if they do the worship not for any material gain, but for pure love for that demigod, what is the reason?
No, if they worship some demigod not to get any material gain, then they will go to that Devaloka. Devam Devo Jajanti, Pitrun Janti Pitrunata, whatever demigod worship, that loka he will go. But if they worship some demigod asking them, please bless me, I will get devotion unto Krishna. The gopis were worshipping Katyayani. So, them says clearly in a verse that if somebody disrespectful demigods, he will not get Krishna prem. You have to be very, very respectful to demigods also. Don't ask them some material benefit to tell you, give me Krishna prem. Then they will bless, they will help you. Many times when you do bhakti, we fall down, different reason. We are not careful, we fall down. Because of previous sanskar, we fall down. Because of Vaishnava aparad, we fall down. Sometimes demigods also attack us, we fall down, make us fall down. So we have to be very careful, no? To the demigods, we should respect them.
There are also the forms of Supreme Lord.
They are Vibhuti, form of Supreme Personal of Godhead. They are Shakti, they have got Shakti from Supreme Personal of Godhead. They are not equal to Vishnu, nor independent of Vishnu. But they are very close to Vishnu. So that's why we have to be respectful to them also.
Because Maharaj, in South India especially, all the women, they do Lalita Sahasrama, Durga Saptashati, They do only worship of Durga and...
You see, Lord has done little tricked us. I think Karma Kanda Deva Upasana, he has designed in such a way, in Karma Kanda also at the end, you have to do some Vishnu Puja. In all Deva Puja also, as in Calcutta and Kali Mandir, they have to do some Saligram Puja. So in this way, this is designed in such a way through Karma Kanda also, something with Vishnu touch is there. That gradually, it will uplift them.
Karmakanda also when they start, the Sankalpa starts with Vishnu Puja and ends with Vishnu
Puja. People cannot understand. Because they are more after, they are but in hidden way, Vishnu is sitting there. So indirectly, they are thinking of doing this puja, this man, this demigod is giving, but actually Vishnu is giving. Demigods cannot give, they don't have anything in their pocket. Their pocket is empty. They will bring from Vishnu and give to you. Then whatever puja you are giving, they will give to Vishnu also. That is Krishna saying. And whatever puja doing, they are giving to me, I am giving result, they are giving to you. So in this indirectly, they are doing. Demigod worshippers and Karma Kandi, some graduation will be there, some development will be there. That's why Krishna saying, don't discourage people, Agyanam Karma Sanginam, Agya people, don't discourage them to do karma. Let them do that. By at least some purification will happen. Don't discourage in that also. The buddhi, intelligent people, they don't discourage the agyam people. Let them do gradually, at least some development they are having. This is Vedic, at least Vedic. But only problem for us now also. Worshipping Kali, Shiv, Durga, okay. But nowadays, the problem is, their people are more attracted to worship personalities whose name is not in Veda or Puran. This is the problem. We are saying don't worship demigods, worship only Krishna. But now I am thinking, at least worship demigods. You don't worship all these false Bhagavan who are not Bhagavan. Or you are worshiping the cricket players, all these people that are worshiping. At least worship demigods in that way. At least Vedic. And all these false Bhagavan attracting them. This Bhagavan, this Baba, that Baba. So that is more dangerous. So that we have to realize. Okay? We are not against them. Many people say, oh, you don't believe on devas. Yes, we believe devas, but we believe devas, as they are. We respect them also, as they are. There is no problem. Yes.
So many places you have read that a person, when he reaches some other loka, he has to come back. Understand? But by chance a person reaches some other loka, is it a chance to shift to the Krishna from that loka?
He is asking if by some of your pious activities or some demigods you go to some loka. Then we know generally will fall down. But is there any chance from there he can go also? You see, this Martya loka, this is like a place of karma. It's transit. Wherever you go, you have to come back here. You go upstairs or downstairs. When your karma finishes, then come here. Then from here you have to get your ticket. This is transit, hopping place. Wherever you go, when you come here, do your bhajan, then go. But Shastra says in Brahma loka, if some living entities, they stay up to the last life end of Brahma, when Brahma life finish, then Brahma along with all the citizens of Brahma loka, they go back to Godhead. Otherwise, people will come, go like this. You have to go back to Godhead, you have to come to this earthly planet. And from here only you can go. In Gopakumar explained, Brihat Bhagavatamrita also says same thing. He has to come back here and do his bhajan, then go to Golok Vrindavan. This is the place. Karma Khetra. This is Karma Khetra. You have to karma. Okay. Hare Krishna. Mataji, have any questions? Any question, Mataji?
Yes. Maharaj, as we have been taught in our bhakti that Jive Swarupa in India Krishna Das. So we are doing our sadhana bhakti in the mode of Das. Dasam, Das, so as you have said that Das is the lower, but there is something higher, Sakya and Madhurya. And develop that mentality with Krishna. By doing this sadhana bhakti.
He is saying that we are Jivar Swarupa Krishna Nitya Das. But Dasya, then Sakha, Vatsalya, higher is there, how one can develop? You see, Dasya is a mood is common within everybody. Whether you are Vatsalya, Sakha, Madhur, everybody has to have Dasya. Even if he is Nanda Baba's father, but he is to serve to Krishna. Everybody to serve to Krishna. Then how we develop a special relationship with Krishna? That by your endeavor you cannot develop. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabhunar Sravanadi Suddha Jale Karaye Udaye. Each of us, we have a special relationship with Krishna. That artificially we can manifest it. But when we chant constantly, Sravanadi Suddha Jale, when you pour this water of chanting and hearing, then automatically at one point your feeling will arise. How you will love Krishna, that will manifest. By the mercy of Guru, that will manifest. But artificially, you don't practice. No? Then many people that practice artificially, like Sahajiyas. Then they become Sahajiya. No? They wear sari, they want to become gopi. In Bengal, there are many like this. They will wear gopi, wear this, you know, then like a gopi, you know, like a lady. Then they will meditate. No, I am gopi, I am serving you. But artificially, you cannot do. Internally, your Siddha Swarup has to manifest. You dress your body like a gopi, it will not do anything to you. So that by chanting, then which relationship with your Krishna, your attraction will go automatically there. The basic thing is, we have to develop Dasya mood. Then gradually the other moods will develop. Artificially, you cannot do that. That's why you simply have to constantly chant, and purify. When you purify, then our Swarup will manifest. What Swarup, what relationship we have. And I was telling, Vatsalya Sakha is higher than Dasya, then Vatsalya is higher, then Madhur is higher. Higher. But a particular living entity, a particular rasa is the highest. For Hanuman. Hanuman Dasya is the highest. Vatsalya, Madhu, he does not care all those things.
He does not like
that things. That is the highest for him. If you have a nirapakya vichar, impartial, then you may understand, oh, conjugal is the highest. Otherwise, for each living entity, the particular relationship is. Okay. Hare Krishna to all of you.
Hare Krishna.